This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado conservatives celebrated yesterday as Democrats' big tax proposal, Proposition HH, went down in flames. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Republicans have not won a statewide elected office in 7 years, but they've had better luck with ballot initiatives, whether they're passing their own tax cuts or shooting down Democratic proposals. On Tuesday, conservatives celebrated the defeat of Proposition HH, opposition campaign leader Michael Fields.
And voters saw straight through it. They weren't buying it at all. This is going down by a huge, huge margin.
Democrats had advertised the measure as a way for Coloradans to save money on property taxes, but in the long run, it also would have reduced Tabor refunds and spent that money on public education instead. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
In the Aurora mayor's race, incumbent Mike Kaufman declared victory last night with more than 56% of the vote.
I just want to thank the voters of the city of Aurora for having confidence in me, and I'm not going to lay it down.
Meanwhile, it's likely that Democrats will lose a seat on Aurora City Council, giving more power to the Republican majority. Meanwhile, the race for mayor in Pueblo is headed for a January runoff. No one candidate received a majority of the votes. As of late last night, Pueblo Council President Heather Graham received about 23% of the vote. Incumbent Mayor Nick Gratisar received about 21%. This is CPR News and KRCC. Coming up next, it's Fresh Air, and we will hear an interview with Miss Barbara Streisand. She is 81 and has a new memoir titled My Name is Barbara. And depending on where you are, there may be a few flakes falling in your area. Snow is expected to continue along the Front Range into the late evening.